And we are back, continuing on with our little survey of the music of the last 20th century, which we call jazz. I'm going to continue on with yet another collaboration. Last time we heard the Miles Davis band, minus Miles Davis. Well, now we're going to hear the John Coltrane band, minus McCoy Tyner. There was a period, I think it was 1963, when Duke Ellington was making recordings with a lot of the young lions, so to speak. There's a recording with him and Charles Mingus. There's also this recording with him and John Coltrane. We're going to hear a recording with Duke playing with Jimmy Garrison and Elvin Jones and John Coltrane. We're going to hear the tune called Take the Coltrane. We're going to follow that up with a recording of Miles Davis's bass player Paul Chambers. Paul Chambers was known for taking a lot of solos with his bow. That style is called arco. And he came out actually with about six or seven solo recordings where he would play with a combination of different musicians, many of them who were traveling in the orbit of Miles Davis on a lot of these recordings. Wynton Kelly is the pianist, Philly Joe Jones or Jimmy Cobb is the drummer. Very often John Coltrane's on some of these recordings, and Donald Byrd, a great trumpet player, is on a couple of these recordings. So we're going to hear a tune called Tale of the Fingers. Then we're going to continue on with a little bit of Charlie Parker, just two classic recordings, Just Friends and Confirmation. All right, so we have Take the Coltrane, Tale of the Fingers, Just Friends, and Confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.